This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
All right, we're going to be taking your phone calls after this short segment. Let me just get to some of this other news, though, before we do. Yeah, we saw this dynamic coming. It was pretty obvious. Black Lives Matter declares solidarity with Hamas in Israel conflict. And, of course, we saw that. And so, really, this is the dichotomy of it. Just like Black Lives Matter or black people in America, Hamas or Palestinians, whatever you want to say, it's all just a political football that right now the left uses to try to win you over with emotion or sympathy points, playing the victims. So it's the same thing. Palestinians will always play the victims. Hamas will always play the victims. Mainstream media literally encamped with the Hamas terrorists, playing the victims. I mean, you can't deny their thuggish behavior, going into people's homes, throwing rocks at people that have rifles. Now, I mean, not a good idea. I mean, I'm just saying. Maybe you're in the right, maybe you're not, but you're throwing rocks at guys that have rifles, and they're not even firing back. Kind of like but that's the dichotomy of the cops and Black Lives Matter in the U.S. So Hamas terrorists and Palestinians attack Israel Defense people and Israel Defense people and throw rocks at them, and they have guns, and they never fire back. They just sit there and take it. And then the same thing happens in the U.S. Police get attacked all day long. They have guns, but they just sit there and take it. So this dynamic was surely inevitable, but now there's really a fracture inside the Democrat Party, and you had Rashida Tlaib excoriating Joe Biden for being a terrorist, I suppose is what she's saying, for helping Israel bomb the Gaza Strip and bomb that building. By the way, it's hundreds of millions of dollars spent or hundreds of millions of dollars blown up in the air over Israel and in the Gaza Strip, so somebody's making out like a bandit. That's always nice. War's a racket. House Democrats just blocked bipartisan sanctions against those who provide financial support to Hamas, the terrorist group in Israel. Which, it's pretty much an international conclusion Hamas is a terrorist group. So the Democrats want to fund a terrorist group. Again, the Democrats, at least some, the radical left Democrats, are now on the side of history of kill all Jews. So this is like why you had one of the CNN contributors praising Hitler. I don't know why Ilhan Omar and Rashida Tlaib and AOC just don't come out as Nazis. Because, I mean, you're told the number one thing about Nazis was kill all the Jews. Well, that's the side of history they're on, so just they should come out as Nazis. Of course, the irony is not, or is lost on them, it's not lost on us. As they point and call everybody Hitler and a Nazi, they're literally on the side of history of kill all Jews. Yeah, there is that a stone toss comic, I think? A stone toss comic of, the radical left calling people an anti-Semite, but now they realize they're on the side of death to all Jews. I mean, you can't. But really, it just shows how dumb these people are and how they don't really stand for anything. And so they can be manipulated into anything and everything. Shock poll. Democrats blame Israel, not Hamas terrorists, for violence in the Middle East. So again. But, hey, Biden okayed all the bombings. Biden said Israel has the right to defend itself. And AOC and the Goon Squad are pro-kill all the Jews. So they're on the same side of history as Adolf Hitler and the Nazis. But don't worry. They're not going to stop pointing fingers everywhere and saying Nazi, 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 as they're literally on the side of kill all the Jews. I mean, incredible. So, wow. But, you know, I will just say this. Here's where I stand on this. I don't want to be involved. I think that most people in the audience don't want to be involved. Here's the problem with the pro-Israel crowd in the United States right now. See, Israel or Jews should be thanking the United States of America, kissing our boots every day, and asking us for the support and help. But no, what do you get from pro-Israel from the pro-Israel lobby in the United States and all of their little minions? Support Israel. You have to. You must. And they demand you support Israel. No, you don't do that. No. You should be thanking us every day. You should be thanking the United States of America and Russia, quite frankly, every day that you haven't been wiped off the map, which is a good thing. It's real cringe, and it's a real turnoff when Jews and pro-Israel people demand America support them. That's not how this works.
Warning, warning, warning. The globalists have launched a massive counteroffensive against populist forces worldwide. They are censoring, they are attacking, they are arresting patriots all over the world. Churches in Europe, Australia, the UK and Canada, and even California, New York, are being SWAT teamed and closed because they're non-essential. The tyranny is incredible. But in areas like Texas, South Dakota, and Florida, where we have a history of more liberty, all the lockdowns are over, ladies and gentlemen. This is martial law. This has all been a massive martial law drill. And now it's more important than ever to spread the word about InfoWars and to support InfoWars. We have three of our best-selling products selling out, but despite that, they're all massively discounted. Turbo Force, it's 40% off. We've got Ultimate Fish Oil, 50% off. And Winter Sun for your immune system, it's 50% off as well. Best deal ever. Take advantage of it at InfoWarsStore.com and fund the InfoWar.
You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. It's Alex Jones. And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
Don't forget to shop at InfoWarsStore.com. Ladies and gentlemen, keep the Alex Jones Show on the air. We built our own platform. Band.video, bandthis.tv, Infowars.com, Newswars.com. All thanks. You built that. You built that when you shopped at InfowarsStore.com, so we thank you for that. And remember, coming up next Tuesday, the great debate, Middle East in Crisis, Nick Fuentes and Robert Barnes, moderated by myself, Alex Jones, and Harrison Smith. We're looking forward to that. We'll have the debates. We'll host the debates that nobody else will, because I guess they're too afraid, or I don't know what it is. But we're not. Now, as I promised, we have the phone lines loaded. The question, is your employer forcing you to take a vaccine? And what actions are you going to take in response to that? Or what are you considering? The lines are lit up from a wide spectrum of industries of people calling in on this. So I'm looking forward to this. We're going to do this for the rest of the hour, along with some other breaking news that I still have here on my desk. Let's start with Taylor. Taylor calling in from New Mexico, a maintenance worker, turned down work for not being vaccinated. Taylor, tell us your story.
Hey, Owen. Man, I'm glad to be on the show. I just want to say I got some InfoWars t-shirt, and I'll tell you what, I've never been complimented on a t-shirt before, but I've always been more complimented on the t-shirt from InfoWars, man. People love them.
You know, that's such a great story. And I understand you put the InfoWars on your chest, on your back. You know, there's a risk factor that some radical leftist will harass you. But the odds are actually more likely that you're going to get a handshake, you're going to get a pat on the back, and you're going to get a smile and a wink and a nod.
Yep, exactly. So, yeah, I just want to touch base on the vaccination thing. I do maintenance work. I'm self-employed. But here lately, I've been having people, like homeowners and people that are hiring me, they're asking me if I'm vaccinated before showing up on the job. At first, I tell them no, and immediately, you know, they'll hang up. And then the second time, I said, well, you know, the HIPAA law, you know, confidentiality, and then they'll hang up too.
Wow.
So I've lost work over it, and it's... It's pretty, you know, it's starting to, you know, I'm starting to see the effects now, you know, firsthand, and it's pretty scary. And also, you know, in my church, you know, we're pretty conservative. You know, I would say about 95% are, you know, Republicans and conservatives, but they're still getting the vaccine, and it's scary, you know, because you look at these people that I've looked up to all these years, you know, strong Christian, you know, a faith and just real wise people, you know, getting the vaccine shots, and I don't get it, you know, so I don't understand it at all.
Well, and this is really going to be, I think, the only test to say, you know, what's happening with vaccine shedding, but it'll be interesting to see, I mean, if the entire crew is vaccinated, but like, I don't think anybody at InfoWars is going to get the vaccine, so we're not around vaccinated people. If I go out to, you know, a grocery store or the gym or a bar or something, I don't know who's vaccinated and who's not. But in your place of employment, you can kind of know, hey, I'm the only unvaccinated one. Oh, I'm having different side effects. So I think it'll be interesting to see. But so this is the new segregation, though. This is the new discrimination brought to you by big pharmaceutical medical tyranny that owns the media. And so now you can't get a job freelancing in maintenance from a lot of people because you're vaccinated. So thanks to the media. Thanks to the medical tyranny for putting you in this position, Taylor, huh?
Just real quick on the whole Israel thing. I support America, but I don't support the people that are in power right now. I think they're very corrupt. And, you know, I support Israel, but I don't support the people that are in power right now. I think they're very corrupt. So I'm really happy that y'all are having this debate, you know, coming up next Tuesday. Because people do need to have this debate, and, you know, killing innocent people isn't, you know, you shouldn't be supportive of any of that. So it's pretty scary to see a lot of even Christians, you know, they're playing on the Christian part, you know, like, oh, we're supposed to support Israel, which we are. But this is anything.
Yeah, I mean, that's like saying we're supposed to, that's ridiculous. Like, we might as well be Israel. It might as well be USA.
Yeah, and I have people in my church that are supporting this bombing thing, and, you know, because of, you know, biblical, there always will be terrorists and war in the Middle East. It says it, you know, there'll always be that.
Right.
But people are supporting it in my church, and I'm like, I don't get it. You know, I don't have a good feeling about it.
Well, it's a big topic. It has been for decades, if not thousands of years. And we thank you for your call, Taylor, but I want to get back on to the subject at hand. But thank you for your call and for shopping at InfoWarsStore.com. We appreciate that. Let's go to, let's see here. Rick in Tennessee got fired for not wearing a mask. New job requiring a vaccine. Rick, what's your story?
Yes, sir. Well, it's a little bit wrong on the description there. I'm sorry. Maybe I misunderstood when I talked to you.
That's okay. You know what? I normally don't read off of the color board like that because that tends to happen in the screening process. So I'll probably quit doing that. But, yeah, go ahead.
That's okay. It's real close. I worked in Pigeon Forge. I was a maintenance supervisor for one of the resorts here. I was on the job for well over 2 weeks. Been laid off for the first round of COVID forever, and I finally got this job. And on the job for 2 weeks, nobody's wearing their masks. Everybody's just half on, it's half off, it's hanging off. They're not even wearing it. All of a sudden, my boss just says, "You've got to wear your mask." I said, "I can't do it. I have medical reasons." They didn't even want to hear that. They basically said, "Just clock out and leave." Well, I, that's what I did. I'm consulting legal counsel, and I've contacted the Tennessee, EEOC and things. But the point is now is I have a couple people I know that still work there, and they have got a hold of me and said, "Hey, now they sent out a memo saying that you have to have the vaccine or you have to wear a mask. And if you take the vaccine, you have to wear a bracelet all the time showing that you had the vaccine."
Wow.
Yeah. And the good thing is up here is about half the people up here have just had it. You know, they've had it. Now, in Pigeon Forge, there's a few companies that run everything there, so they're going to do what they do. But most of the people up here in the businesses are saying, you know what, no mask, no nothing. They don't say anything about it. I've went to several job interviews since then, and it's tough trying to find a place that doesn't require you to wear a mask, but it's getting easier. So a lot of these people are getting fed up with it. So
you think this would be such an easier battle to win? Not wearing a face muzzle, not breathing in your own carbon dioxide, being free. It's amazing that we even have to, like, fight this battle.
Well, here, I'm standing outside right by my chickens here, and I got chicken wire around my fence. And what I want to do is just put a thing on TV that goes, okay, this fence represents your mask, and this little bitty tiny pebble that I can throw right through there is the coronavirus.
Oh, yeah, there's these new videos and stuff out where they show, like, sheetrock. And sheetrock is, I think, like 0.25 microns or whatever, and they put the medical mask that they tell you to wear for COVID over it, and then they show people's face after busting up sheetrock, and the whole face is covered in sheetrock, meaning that the sheetrock dust gets through the mask. And the COVID particles are 0.001 microns or whatever compared to the 0.25 of sheetrock. So, I mean, it's just a complete joke. Rick, thank you so much for the call. Let's go to Philip in Indiana. Philip, is your employer requiring you to take a vaccine?
No, it isn't the thing of an employer requiring me to take a vaccine. It's that yesterday, the state of Indiana, and where I was living, did a silver alert for free vaccine. They put it over the EAS system. Came across as though it was a little kid lost or an elderly person lost.
So they're putting out emergency notifications for free vaccines.
Right.
And are they requiring it? I mean, what's so okay?
I mean, it's the thing of that it's that tactic of using something that is supposed to alert us to some danger or some serious incident.
But so, yeah. So taking the emergency alert system and turning it into a big pharmaceutical marketing firm. Anything else, Philip?
Well, I could give you a joke.
Let's have a joke. We got 30 seconds left. Go ahead.
All right. You had Ilhan Omar and Xi Jinping, and they had a running bet. And the running bet was, $10 million that Xi Jinping bet Ilhan Omar that he could get 60% of the American male population to wear a burqa. Fortunately, he won the bet. So Ilhan had to call all the slave labor over there. And
they're getting women to put on the burqa full time. They love it. But next, they'll be pushing.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
As life in America looks to return to normal, how can you succeed in the new stock market? With the tech dip, volatility with interest rates, and fear around the yield curve, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text the word money to 813-813 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text money to 813-813.
800-813 to find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented artificial intelligence can give you a massive edge. Text the word money to 813-813. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance and maximize your gains. Text money to 813-813. Experience Vantage Point for free. Learn how successful traders generate their wealth. Don't wait. Text the word money to 813-813.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
Ladies and gentlemen, the great debate on the Middle Eastern crisis with Bob Barnes and Nick Fuentes. Nick Fuentes challenged Dave Rubin to a debate on the issue, and Dave Rubin blocked him. That's how confident he is on his stance, I'm sure. So Bob Barnes is going to have that debate. And we're going to host it at greatdebate.news next Tuesday, 6 p.m. Central, following the War Room. Will be moderated by Alex Jones, myself, and Harrison Smith. So once again, the Intrepid InfoWars going where no other news team, no other broadcast transmission station will go. And it's only possible with your support at InfoWarsStore.com. We'd like this to happen all the time, but most people are too scared to either speak their mind, too scared to debate with anybody, or too scared to go on InfoWars. So that's the trifecta of fear, of cowardice, that we witness here in the media. We're going back to the phone lines now. We're asking people, is your employer forcing you to take a vaccine? We've had a couple examples so far. We go back to the phone lines now. And we've got Eric in New Hampshire. You are on the Alex Jones Show. Eric, go ahead.
Hey, Owen. It's good to talk to you, brother.
Thanks for calling.
So my story is my son, who's 21 years old, works in a warehouse facility. They got a memo that came out that said that they were going to require every employee to be vaccinated. My son is one of two employees that work there that are not taking the vaccination, and they're both young, in their 20s, early 20s, healthy guys. So what happened was the rest of the employees there, even the ones that are vaccinated, put up a big fuss to HR and said that it wasn't right what they were doing. These guys shouldn't be forced to take a vaccination to secure their job. And within a couple of days, the Human Resources put out another memo saying that they were no longer going to require vaccinations. So I just think it's important for people to know that everybody has a voice, whether you're vaccinated, you're for the vaccination, against it. You should do what's right and do what's right for freedom for America, and stand up for everybody, even the people you don't necessarily agree with.
And stand up for yourself. You know, don't be bullied. Don't be in fear. Don't think that you have to be bullied by these vaccine, pro-vaccine, New World Order stooge bullies. Stand up for yourself. And there's an example of victory for your sons right there. Eric, thank you so much for the call. Let's go to Bob in New York. Bob, what's your story?
Owen, listen to me. I love you. But listen, I am a personal trainer in New York, and so you can guess how my business has gone in 2020 with the shutdown.
I bet it has been fun.
Yeah, really cool, man. You know, I like to. Actually, I've been blessed. But COVID was good for me personally, but it killed. I mean, I can't even talk about how many businesses, but the fitness industry, of course, went down the crap hole. So people took it upon themselves, go out, whatever. But I have, luckily, a good stable of people that love me. I love them. I can't be replaced. So they took me into their homes after a certain period of time. But they're old. Okay. So, there are some buildings where, cause you know, no one's in a single family home. This is all apartment buildings we're talking about. So I have to go and deal with the co-op. to use the gym in the basement, let's say. So, you know, these gyms are not anything to write home about, little tiny former closets. But it did its job for years and years. And now that we're getting to the point where I'm, for instance, one client I'm with, his wife is Rachel Maddow, 100%, and he's kind of cool. You know, he got the vax, but he lets me, you know, I handle him. I'm literally, we're in close range, obviously, right? I'm stretching, touching his feet, touching his shoulders, everything. So, yeah, of course, my business went right down, but the co-ops are going to probably force me to take a vax and get back into their buildings, and that's where I step off. I'm already off. I already left this train. You know, I'm just sort of working with who I can, but they're going to try to force me. I've already lost business.
Well, is that going to become a story just to live? I mean, I don't know what the percentage of people that live in New York City that live in apartments are, but I would imagine it's the large majority. I mean, are they going to try to...
Everybody, dude.
Yeah, are they going to force you, if you're in an apartment building, to get a vaccine? I mean, can they even do that? That would have to be... That's illegal if they try that.
Well, no kidding. If I have to sit before the board and actually put a YouTube video out with the meeting and see how ridiculous they are, I'll do that, but pretty much I'm just going to walk. I mean, it's just not worth it. For them to ask anybody to do something like that, they're brazen enough that they will. Yes, they're going to encourage us. If you want to work, blah, blah, blah. Well, yeah, guess what? I work for myself, so I don't work for you. I have to say goodbye to my client.
And, you know, here's what's going to have to happen. Not only are people going to have to stand up for themselves, but you're going to have to make measured responses to this. And, I mean, look, if you can handle it, you know, one approach is, hey, have you been vaccinated? No. Oh, you need to take the vaccine to come in and say, okay, tell me, what's in that vaccine? Can you tell me the ingredients? Can you tell me the side effects? And, of course, they'll have a blank look on their face, and they won't be able to say. And he says, oh, so you want to force me to put something in my body. You're asking me, you're requesting, you're demanding I put something in my body, and you don't even know what's in it? Huh. Boy, that doesn't seem right, does it? And so, you know, maybe you can have a little intellectual victory right then and there with logic and freedom as your backdrop. But, Bob, thank you so much for the call. Let's go to John in California. You're on the Alex Jones Show. John, go ahead.
Hi, Owen. Good to talk to you. As a first-time caller, I'm calling basically about my mom. Are you there? Can you
hear
me?
Yep, you're on air.
Okay. All right, cool. Just calling about, I'm out in California. You know, my mom was out here. She finally made it out of California to a state that's not requiring masks right now, and she's working for a big box chain store, I guess you could say, starts with a C, and they're requiring a vaccine, and in order for her to not wear a mask, she has to show proof that she has the vaccine, and her and others don't want to wear them. They're tired of wearing them and tired of forcing employees to wear them and everything. There's like a little bit of like division in the company. You
know? And let's be perfectly clear about this. This is all, I mean, it's hard to say it's all, but I mean, for the most part, this is all Democrats, folks. This is all liberal Democrats forcing you to do this. That's why states like California and New York and Democrat governors are saying, nope, even though the CDC says it's okay to take the mask off, we're going to continue to mandate masks, and Republican states are lifting the masks. So these are liberal progressive Democrats forcing you into this medical tyranny, and it's just incredible. I mean, but see, this just shows you how they trapped us, folks. This really shows you how they trapped us, and I mean, part of it is just there's nothing you can do, but people need money. Most people live paycheck to paycheck. They can't afford to take time off work or reevaluate their financial situation, so they're enslaved. It's like indentured servitude through fiat, and they can't take time off work, so it's like now, I mean, I just can't believe this is the reality of the situation. And so this is what it feels like to be a slave. Forced to wear the mask, forced to take the vaccine, feeling like you have no out, feeling like you have no choice. This is how they've trapped us, ladies and gentlemen.
Listen up, Patriots. I'm running a sale that's the biggest I've ever run on three products that are already selling out. well, then why am I selling it then at 50% off or 60% off, depending on which sale you go with? Because I know a lot of you are on the fence, you haven't tried it, and I know you're going to get hooked once you do. So for 1 week only, we're running 50% off on Ultimate Fish Oil, 50% off on Winter Sun with D3 and K3 Immune System, and, oh my gosh, people love this so much, we've sold out for months, back in limited supply, Turbo Force 10-Hour Clean Energy is 40% off. But you can get them all three together in the Optimum Trifecta Pack for 60% off. We've never offered that on these products. It's basically a lost leader. I want you to get them. I want you to try them. I want you to love them. So believe me, you're going to be blown away. Go to InfoWarsStore.com. We're running this Monday through Sunday, and the deal is over. Best deal ever. Take advantage of it at InfoWarsStore.com and fund the InfoWar.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. TCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Vice President, most unpopular Vice President, ineffective Vice President in American history, Kamala, or how did Montel Willis tell people to say it when she was flandering around with him? Remember that? Was that before or after she was in the office scrubbing the floors with her knees of Mayor Willie Brown? Anyway, she's promoting the not FDA-approved experimental COVID vaccine on Twitter. And you know, I love seeing the comments from people who are logically just like, hey, you know, please don't say this. I support you, but please don't say it like this. This is insensitive. And I don't want to take the vaccine, or I have this reason not to take the vaccine. And then they just get attacked, and it's always the radical left. Like, you're going to die if you don't get the vaccine, and you deserve it. You're going to kill my grandma. She doesn't deserve it, though. And it's just like all of this craziness. Like, the vaccine works. It's been proven to work. There are no side effects. And you're just watching all of this happen, and it's just... I've got an entire folder here. This is just was put together this morning by one of the crew members. I don't know if you can see how thick that is. I mean, I can give you a little, if you're a radio listener here, I'll drop it on the desk. All right. And so that's a file, a manila folder here that I can't even close. And so he could have kept going and researching. I said, just print me as many articles as you can find on vaccine side effects and deaths until you can't close the folder anymore. And so he did that, and that's where it is. So, I mean, here's the book of COVID deaths and side effects. Here's the book that was printed out for me before the show. It's not even the entire book either, but, you know, pretty big, isn't that? Pretty heavy? Yeah. And you'll have these people saying, there are no side effects. Nobody's dying from the vaccine. Safe and effective. Nah. And now we even know that one of the ingredients in the vaccine is known to be deadly. Known to be deadly. And so I'm sitting here thinking, it's almost like a magician with a magic trick, except it's not actually a magic trick, like just doing a backflip or something. And, I mean, part of me feels bad, because it's like, you're going to look like an idiot. It's like, we're going to be proven right on this again, but then I realize we've already been proven right on it. I don't even have to sit here and wait. We've already been proven right. And these people are like in the cave, in Plato's cave, chained, forced to stare one direction at the wall. And all they can see is the shadows being cast on the wall. That's all they can see. So the COVID vaccine deaths are already here. The COVID side effects are already here. It's in mass. We've already been totally proven right. It's not even that we need to wait a year. We're already completely right on this. But these brainwashed, and sadly, I mean, it's just true. I'm not politically divisive. Really, I'm a centrist. I'm a realist. But the truth is, the political left in this country is mentally retarded, and they're sitting here staring at the wall on Plato's cave saying there's no death from the COVID shots. There's no side effects from the COVID shots. Everybody has to take the shot to be a part of their cult. And it's sick. It's disgusting. And I know we're going to be proven right on this again, but they'll never learn. They'll never admit they've been duped. They'll never admit they've been forced to stare at the wall in the cave and see the shadows being cast upon it for them to see. So, yeah, the COVID vaccine deaths are already here. The side effects are already here. They'll never see it. They're chained up and they're only staring at the wall. So the mainstream media won't tell them any of this. And one part of me is heartbroken because of it. The other part of me says you're going to get what you deserve. But that's like, see, that it's dirty to feel that way, because that's the Bill Gates mentality. That's the elite globalist Illuminati mentality. You're too stupid. You deserve to die. I'm not the one that feels that way. But just know that that's what's going on here. So we go back to the phone lines. We're asking people, is your employer forcing you to take the vaccine? We've heard stories. This is definitely happening. This is the new trend. We're going to have to see what happens, I think, in the upcoming months about how we're going to deal with this. Are there going to be new economies that emerge because of this? Just totally unvaccinated economies? Because the establishment wants only vaccinated economies. That's the whole point, is you can't operate in the world anywhere except in their infrastructure, which they own everything, and you'll be forced to take a vaccine. Incredible. So, yeah, they shut down all the small businesses. They, in the COVID shutdowns, in the fake pandemic, businesses, economic shutdown, they shut out all the small businesses. So now only the major corporations that own everything are still alive, and now they're all going to force you to take a vaccine. And all the small mom and pop shops that were independently owned, and small businesses that were independently owned, that aren't part of the big corporate globalist board, that wouldn't have made you take a vaccine and wear a mask, now they're all gone. And all you have left is the corporate Borg cult globalists who will force you to take a vaccine and wear a mask. And then the left, the liberal anti-fascist left, can't even look in the mirror and realize what they've done. They can't even put two and two together and realize what they've done because their vision and their mind and their soul and their heart is so clouded and filled with hate injected into them by the mainstream media, injected into them by Barack Obama, injected into them by our politicians. Oh, boy, it is really sad. It is really evil, isn't it? So we go back out to the phone lines on this now. Greg called in from Ohio. You're on the Alex Jones Show. Greg, go ahead.
Hey, Owen. Alex and Ron Paul woke me up in 2006, and I just want to thank you guys for everything that you guys do. I'm a touring entertainment technician, and a week ago, my employer called me to go work on a AAA concert tour. After I accepted, they told me that I needed to send proof of vaccination, and I told them I'm not willing to take the gene therapy, and they took the offer off the table. The company itself does not require vaccination, but I received another phone call about 5 minutes later from the owner, and tour suppliers are requiring vaccination for all contracts and all employees of a tour. They're employing COVID officers and requiring multiple COVID tests per day. And they have to have extra personnel to fill in for people that are sent home from positive tests.
And, you know, here's what's probably going to have to happen in the next year or two is, and I get it, folks. Look, I love ball games and I love concerts and all of this stuff. But any institution that is forcing people to take vaccines or employers to take vaccines, we're going to have to just completely boycott. And so this is going to be a struggle, but it's going to pale in comparison to if we accept this forced medical tyranny injection. And so, yeah, you'll have to start going to local concerts and, you know, doing small events or stuff like that, or, you know, just going to your kid's ball game instead of the big one, because, seems like a big sacrifice. No, that's the small sacrifice we're going to have to make, I think, in the interim here, while they're trying to force this vaccine to avoid going under complete medical tyranny.
Exactly the point I wanted to make as well. So thank you guys again.
All right. Thank you for the call. Let's go to D.C. calling in from North Carolina. You're on the Alex Jones Show. Go ahead.
Hey, Owen, D.C. here.
Howdy.
Hey, buddy. Okay. Got some things to inform you on. So my wife's boss is now bribing the employees with $200 to go get the vaccine.
You know, that's, is this a big business? I mean, you don't have to give too much information, but that's a lot of money to be offering people as a vaccine incentive.
It is, but you know what? We've come with a counter offer of $20,000 for him to sign for any injury from the vaccine, damages, or the doctor bills.
Yeah, that's a good bait and switch. Says, hey, keep your $200. Just sign this liability form. Yeah. How many of them will back out immediately? Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah. So we've got, it's the simple rule. Everyone in the office, unless you haven't been vaccinated, you have to wear a mask. So that's the simple rule on that. So, but with no other outrageous rules or anything. But
that's the one though right there. The first line of pushback is, okay, you want to force me to take a vaccine? Just please sign a waiver. If anything bad happens to me, you'll be held liable and I can take you to court. And by the way, OSHA says that's okay.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. Advertise@GCNLive.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, quickly, the Biden Department of Justice is throwing out all cases, most recently the Carter Page illegal FISA warrant spy case. The Biden Department of Justice is throwing all these cases out, which just have Barack Obama and his administration with James Comey and Clapper and Brennan dead to rights for illegally spying, FISA-ing illegal FISA warrant requests. Using known bad intelligence to do it. I mean, they're all caught dead to rights with everything. And the Biden Department of Justice is throwing all these cases out right now. The Carter Page one is the latest. So they're covering up their crimes, what they do best over there at the Department of Justice. And we can thank Bob Barr for allowing that to happen as well. Thanks a lot. Thanks for stabbing us in the back, Barr. We are still taking phone calls before we're going to be joined by Stella Emanuel coming up here at 1:06 Central Time. The great doctor will be joining us here on the Alex Jones Show. But for now, we go back out to the phone lines. We're asking people if your employer is forcing you to take the COVID vaccine. We go to Clown Car. It's an interesting name to call in with. From Brooklyn, New York, Clown Car, go ahead. Well,
Have an issue in New York City here. A bunch of the different local unions are getting together, and with the OSHA requirements, they're asking that if you're vaccinated, that you get picked for certain jobs.
And by the way, the new OSHA statement is that if your business forces you to take a vaccine and you have a negative side effect, they're held liable. So if you want to stand up against this forced vaccine at your place of employment, take that claim with you and say, hey, I want you to know if anything happens to me, you're forcing me to do this, you're going to be held liable. I mean, that's huge.
And another thing. The other day, I was at the Wonder Wheel, Coney Island, and they have a blood drive, right? So I said, you know, all right, I'll give some blood to the extra if I was vaccinated. So I said, yeah, I was vaccinated. Why? She goes, oh, we can't take your blood. I said, why not? They said, we don't know. We just can't.
Thank God. Thank God.
Did you know that, though?
No, but, you know, I've been talking to some nurses just behind the scenes and some other people, and I've talked about it on air how one of our big concerns was what if people are donating blood that have been vaccinated, and then whatever's happening, if that blood ends up being tainted, and then you get unvaccinated people getting hit with the vaccinated blood, and then it just spreads forever. It's exponential. So I'm glad that blood drives, I hope that that's universal, that they're not taking blood from vaccinated people from COVID-19, which the shocking news that you're bringing up here is the fact that they know that there could be serious side effects. They know not to take this blood, just like they know not to take someone's blood that has, you know, AIDS. They know not to take someone's blood that's taken the COVID vaccine. I mean, that's huge.
Ryan White effect, I guess, right?
I'm sorry, what?
With Ryan White, the young boy died of AIDS from a blood transfusion, right?
Right, exactly. And so they don't want to have that happen to them with the COVID vaccine blood transfusions. Exactly.
Oh, and I got to tell you, dude, the past couple of years now since, I guess everybody else has been experiencing the COVID thing for a year and a half. I've been enlightened probably 2 years prior, so I've had a bit of an issue. But band.video has definitely saved a lot of our sanity, our lives, probably kept us in the loop with things. And really, from the bottom of my heart, I just want to thank you guys. Also, real quick, the other day I spoke to Alex about... All right, so I'm going to do this without crying this time. So my son got vaccinated, 2.5 months old. He got a 3-in-1. He wasn't supposed to get the 3-in-1 vaccination. So that's why I'm highly against the vaccination of this, not knowing that it's rushed. It's that, look, a 2.5-month-old child died from a 3-in-1 vaccination. I know because it's my son. So, and Alex said, well, they said that it was because of SIDS, right? And I said, yeah. That's because there's an article now that states that that's the lie that they give you when they poison and kill your children. Because what the answer to SIDS is, well, God just came and took your child back to heaven. And I'm like, who's telling me this dumb shit? Bro, they tried to sign us.
All right, I'm sorry. Hey, man, we got to dump that. You cursed twice. And so now we've run out of the dump. And so I apologize. We have to cut you off, though. I mean, that's just heart wrenching. I understand you kind of lose control talking about that, so I don't blame you, but we just have to dump you because for terrestrial radio, we can't say those words, and you only have so much time to dump it. So thank you so much for the call, but yeah. this is the sick part about it, and this is why when I see these people commenting on the promotion of vaccine posts on social media, like from Kamala Harris or whatever, and it's always the left. I'm just being honest about it. I don't like the divide and conquer thing, but I call it like it is, folks. It's always the libtards loving the vaccine, promoting the vaccine. And, you know, it's just like everything else that they want to talk about and act like they're an expert on. They don't know jack crap. And they're so insensitive to the realities of the world. And they're so out of touch to the realities of the world. And until it smacks them in the face in an embarrassing moment of shame, which is what they all need to experience, they'll never get it. You know, you'll have all of these people say, take the vaccine, safe and effective, and they'll get angry and they'll get in your face. You know, why don't you listen to one of these people that lost a kid from taking the vaccine and tell me that I have to take it and tell me that I have to give it to my kids? Why don't you go ahead and try that one on for size? With parents bawling their eyes out because they took a healthy baby to the doctor, got him a vaccine, and they died the next day. Yeah. I'd love to hear you virtue signal about how great vaccines are to those people, you sickos, trying to, in your death cult. Excuse me. Let's go on to the next caller here. Just, oh boy, I'll tell you, man. I'll tell you, it's just sick stuff. Andy in Washington calling in here. You're on the Alex Jones Show. Go ahead.
Hey, Owen. It's pleasure to be on the show. In game, I've watched InfoWars. I've been Alex Jones fan for well over 20 years. So thank you for having me on there. Little upset about that. Gentleman, I just heard that his child died, and that goes into it. My cousin works for the college, local community college. First time I went out to lunch with her, very conservative woman. Her and I were having the backs talk. She wouldn't tell me. Then she told me that she told her students that if they come to work with or come to school with COVID, they fail. Go get your vaccine. And this is what's happening in all the schools with the major push with the kids. They're going to kill people. And we need to stand up and fight against this all together.
No, that's it exactly.
We cannot have this implemented into our schools, into our workforce. If we don't band together, human society is done. And guess what? We're all organs to those elitists.
And exactly. And that's how they look at it. And they figure, hey, if you're so stupid that you'll line up like a sheep for slaughter and volunteer for your own slaughter, then they'll mop you up and they'll say that they're justified in doing so. And so that's how the globalists work. That's how the elite work. That's how the new satanic Illuminati works. You volunteered to be sacrificed to this. So we're gonna kill you now. And you believe it's for your own good. So you volunteered to be killed in a satanic human sacrifice by the satanic New World Order. And you're absolutely right. When you talk about this is a death cult with the teachers forcing this. And of course, what's the irony? Oh, don't come to my classroom with COVID, except if you come into their classroom with the COVID vaccine, you're going into the classroom with COVID. I mean, it's just unbelievable.
And how are these people? I don't understand. We look at the Bible, we look through history, and here they are implementing it to the kids. We see the trafficking. You guys have been down there on the border. You're seeing the human trafficking. You're seeing the kids being taken. What are they doing with these kids? They're shooting them. They're experimenting with our kids. What's going to happen after babies are born with the vaccines? Two parents with a vaccine. My mom had a rare disease called Far disease. It takes one person, one in 1 million. And then on the other half, you have to have one in 1 million to get this gene, to get this disease. What happens when the two parents decide to have intercourse and they produce this biogenetic child? What is that going to do to everybody? What's going to happen? How are we going to save these people? They're so blind and dumb, and they justify it. My cousin that I'm talking about, her son, my other cousin, he's in the Marine Corps. Conservative, he got the vax. He said that the way the world's going, he was going to get it. He doesn't care. She said that the most important thing for her is to see her son so she'd get the vax to get that passport. And she wants to do things. And she told me, this is my cousin, conservative. Well, if you don't get the vax, I guess you don't want to do things. And I don't see how you could live like that. I want to live. You want to live, Owen. Alex wants to live. My son, my 13-year-old, is anti-vaxxed. We got to put this in together. We got to band together.
But imagine how sick they are when that's the thing is, oh, you don't want to go to these things. You don't want to live. What? No, I want to live free. I don't want to live as a slave. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, that's the thing that they miss is, oh, we just want to live. That's why we have the vaccines. No, you want to live as a slave. I want to live as a free man. One more segment of your calls, and then Dr. Stella Emanuel joins us.
Tehebo Tea Club's original pure Poundy Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.